Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas with you here on this Thursday morning. And with us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Coach Alyssa Dooley. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
So your group off to a slow start this season, but it appears throughout the season, at least from the start, your team has gotten more and more competitive. We saw you up in Forest City last Thursday going up against a really tough foe in Forest City. But even then, from set one to set three, it felt like there was a lot of improvement that we saw from your Eagles. Just talk about some of the improvements you think your team has made from the start of the regular season through this first week and into the second week.
Yeah, so we talk about it all the time. We're making improvements in a ton of different areas, but I would say our biggest area that we are improving on is that we are finally starting to attack the ball. We have hitters in the front row that are actually, using everything in their toolbox, and, you know, they're working on their deep pushes, their tips, along with just actually attacking and hitting the ball. So it's been really awesome to see.
You obviously have some older players that have been getting a lot of playing time for you, Maddie Blomgren, Alexa Jeske, Braxton Style. But you've had especially one notable underclassman, and Addison Jeske comes in as a freshman and right away has made a huge impact. Talk about how she has been able to adapt so quick to the varsity game.
Yeah, so Addie is she is such a fluid player. Like, I can put her anywhere, and she takes it in stride. She has the knowledge of volleyball like no freshman that I've ever coached before, so I'm just really excited to be working with her. She really has kind of been our go-to player on the court lately. She's a freshman, so she is making the typical mistakes, but I know that when push comes to shove, she's going to make a smart decision, and I can't wait to see how the rest of the year goes for her.
So this past Saturday, you guys competed in the Clarion Goldfield Dallas tournament, a tournament that usually attracts some very solid volleyball teams. Unfortunately, you guys weren't able to get a win in that tournament on Saturday, but it looked like as the tournament progressed, your team continued, as I mentioned earlier, to get better and better. What did you see from your team in that tournament on Saturday and into that game you guys had against West Hancock last night?
Yeah, so on Saturday, I kept telling my girls, it's early in the season. I am still trying to figure out a rotation and, a lineup. And I was just able to kind of mix up the lineup, and they, again, took it with stride. We did have some games that kind of got away from us, as they typically do on Saturdays. Communication was just absolutely key. I felt like by mixing it up and having girls that don't typically play next to each other start playing with each other, it's just really helped us overall, I believe. And we kind of carried that into our game last night with West Hancock. Our big focus there again was communication. And so I just kept talking about how we saw when communication would drop on Saturday, how that affected us. And so we just kept pushing, like talk. And, when we were talking on the court last night, we had awesome things happen. But then we saw how just a slight little lack in communication can really be a game changer.
Coming up next week, you guys are off for the rest of the week. You've got Algona, Bishop Garrigan, and Lake Mills. You guys will be facing off against two pretty solid programs in the top of Iowa Conference in the Western Division part of the conference. What has been the message to your girls as you get ready next week to go up against Bishop Garrigan and Lake Mills?
Just compete. That, again, with communication, we just want our girls to compete. That's been something that Eagle Grove girl athletics have just really been struggling with, since I've taken over as head coach. This is my fifth year, I think. And we just want them to go out and compete and have fun. And for us, that means attacking the ball and communicating with each other.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we will see you down the road.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was the head coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles volleyball team, Alyssa Dooley, with us here on Coach Speak on 95.7 KQWC, and we'll be right back after this.